time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' overtime win over Los Angeles.
Shit, I'm still sweating. Shit. That was crazy. That was a wild game, man. Shout out to Ty. The emotions right now is electric right now. You know, it's not a championship, but it was dang, almost crazy. But it was like playoff atmosphere, you know. It was a team game, team win. But shout out to Ty and the return team because that was a heck of a return. That was crazy.
Mark, can you talk about the touchdown to Zay and the regulation, what you were looking for on that play and what you saw?
Yeah, that was our play call. Nelly, what coach called the play, and I gave him a preview in the huddle. Nelly was telling me, you know, if we do that play, he gonna run to the safety and run him out of the, you know, the window. Zay should be wide open. And that's exactly what happened. You know, red coverage, safety jump, Nelly, and Zay did the rest.
Lamar said, Nelson Aguilar said that in the huddle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because usually the play, he usually run it shorter. And the safety would have been, you know, just it would have been single high, you know. But Nelly knew he was going to run with him. If he ran and got on his toes and ran past him, he would have thought he would have been open. But if Nelly didn't do that, if Nelly would have did that, he would have been open and the safety would have stayed. But that was just a heck of a play, like
you
I said.
You had Aaron Donald in your face. Like, how tough of a throw was that?
It was just Aaron Donald. That's a tough throw, you know. But I trust my guys, and I believe my O-line. You know, they did a heck of a job all day, you know. So probably two sacks gave up. But with Aaron Dunn and that front four, that's great, you know.
Lamar, with the weather today, was there any trouble holding the ball today?
Sometimes, you know, but no excuses. It's football. You got to learn how to find those conditions. And on this East Coast, our weather be bipolar. So we got to just be prepared no matter what.
Like the deep ball was quite an emphasis today. I mean, completed a few, attempted a few more. Just was that what you guys saw?
I wish I'd have had, no mean to cut you off, I wish I'd have had those other few. I felt like I got too excited because I seen them just flying, you know, but I should have just kept my poise and delivered them like I did early on in the game. And the game probably would have been over faster in overtime, but we got the dub.
Yeah, how does a game like this with the ups and downs, a win like this, prepare you guys for what lies ahead?
Say it again?
How does a game like this with the ups and downs and a win like this prepare you guys for what's ahead?
I mean, we got four more teams, tough opponents, playoff teams. Rams is definitely a playoff team. We just saw that today, you know. We just got to be prepared, stay locked in each and every drive because these type of games, we got to score points.
Lamar, you have had games this year where you haven't been able to have drives like you did in the fourth quarter. What did it feel like to kind of turn that around today and have that touchdown drive at the end of regulation?
Just proving we can make it happen, you know, when we really need it. We're down, trying to win the game. We don't want to put them back out down the field, but, you know, we just got to score. We got to score, and we deliver. Our whole offensive line did great. Running backs, receivers did awesome. Tight ends, whole team effort, total team effort.
You had a lot of highs today, but also on the snap by Tyler, where it didn't seem like the offense was ready. What happened on that play?
There's miscommunication. You know, gave him a free two. That's probably why we was in overtime, but we got the dub. So we're going to hit the drawing boards, and we're going to talk about it, and it shouldn't happen again.
Lamar, what was your vantage point on Tylan's punt? Were you watching on the video? How were you watching it?
Well, I was prepared to go back on the field. I thought it was going to be like a fair catch or something. But, you know, people on the sideline, you have time. Telling Ty, you got time. I guess he heard it. And, man, he went crazy just now. That looked like a movie. Like, I was sitting in the locker room, like, he just showed his butt. He just showed his tail. You know, he just showed off. And, man, that was just a spectacular return. That was crazy.
Lamar, how good do you feel for a guy like him who hasn't got a ton of opportunities offensively? He's never returned a punt in his NFL regular season career to kind of come through like that in that spot and to be ready to come through.
I feel like I just returned it, you know. I'm more excited than Ty, you know. Man, he just showed his tail, like I said. Man, I'm very excited for him, you know, because you don't know what the future may hold. And he just showed up.
What you've mentioned a few times in recent weeks, you know, it's felt like a playoff atmosphere. Why has that been the case, and what do you take out of that, draw from it?
Just, you know, every team is out to win. They're trying to win, you know. Some teams not in the playoff picture. Some are on the hunt and stuff like that. And I believe just us being the Baltimore Ravens, every team want to beat us. They're going to give us their best shot. So that's why I say it's a playoff game, because every time we go out there, that's what it's going to be. You know, sometimes it's going to be ups and downs. Sometimes we might have a smooth-sailing game. But I believe every game is a playoff game because we're in the NFL.
Lamar, was there anything being said on the sideline as you see your defense get the three-and-out stop in overtime and the ball's about to come back before Tylan takes it all the way? Were you guys saying anything with that?
I mean, we pretty much know. You know, we go over situational situations in practice every day, you know. So we know a field goal would win the game, but I guess Ty said he wanted to score. So that's what it was, put the icing on the cake. Right, save Tug leg. Appreciate that.